Yeah,
Oh,
man.
man.
I mean, speaking of the weather, dude, it's funny.
Okay. Dude,
Definitely,
I
we're
led us
definitely
into a weather talk.
we're
God damn it.
definitely in the midst of a high pressure system here right now. I got a little thing. I got a little Doppler on my phone now. It's pretty accurate. I mean, it's unbelievably accurate. It's pretty. I mean, this is
Is
it.
this going to be better than Cliff Notes of The Economist?
Radar.
It's
radar
like, well, now that's thank you, Shane. You've led me straight into the weather portion of the show. This is also exciting stuff. We got a low pressure system
unless
headed
I'm reading
this way.
This. See, I don't have any fucking swirls of color on here, so I'm like,
you can't even read the Doppler,
dude. It's clear skies, dude. Let me see. What I'm trying to think which one we. Oh, there's some snow coming over there over Columbus. That's oh boy, that's concerning. I've been researching how.
What
weather
do you think
works.
Of the snow in Columbus?
I mean, it's pretty. It's to be expected. Like a landlocked area. Landlocked areas are typically low pressure. High pressure systems are around the ocean, where like you know. I mean, do you know what atmospheric pressure even is?
No. Tell me about it. Tell me about it.
It's just water, dude. It's just the water, you know, getting, you know, evaporating back up. All the weather comes from the heat of the sun, first of all. Wind comes from the heat of all that stuff. So it just water evaporates, gets held in the, you know, it's held in the sky. But if you're near a body,
didn't
of
you
water,
have a theory about wind?
What about it?
You had a theory about wind, and I know have. It. I can see the smile
what,
on your
what
face.
Was, I don't know the theory.
You remember your theory.
I Hold wish on. I really.
You had one of the dumbest fucking
I wish.
On
I,
wind.
Oh, I know what it is.
And oh, still, yeah, it was from the earth
it's from
spinning.
The earth spinning. Dude, I mean, kind of partially true. Partially true. Because
right,
the reason certain things move a certain way is because of the fact that the earth is
yes.
spinning. Which I believe is why hurricanes make like a U shape. That's why, they, you know, I mean, you know, the turning point of a storm. It eventually goes the other way. That's from the earth rotating. So, I mean, I'm kind of right. Which is crazy I spitballed that.
True. All right, I'll take it
I
back.
I mean, dude, that's like fucking good. Aristotle yeah. just going like this to the sky, just one eye and being like.
Pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's weather. And everyone's like, oh, okay, this what's up. I think there is.
Damn.
But yeah, dude, I've been researching the weather very hard.
I need more of a report than just there could be snow in Columbus.
I mean, dude.
Take a look at the Doppler.
I'm looking at the Doppler. That's the thing. We're in this fucking. Hold on. Let me see which. Trying to think. Which radar do you want me to hit? You want me to hit KCCX or KDIX? I can hit Central PA for you right now.
Please.
Ooh, okay. We got some systems coming in here. Ooh, some low pressure moving in due to the color of it.
I think we're getting rain on Sunday. Where's that on your Doppler?
Right
dude?
There, dude. That's that low pressure. See that green? See that green cloud moving in? That would be a low pressure front that's pushing. Now, I don't see it pushing against anything, really. There's some high pressure up to the north above you right there, indicated in the blue.
Ooh, up by Buffalo.
Yeah, that sometimes it depends. The low pressure looks a little bit bigger, so that's cold
dude,
air moves
that looks like some lake effect, dude. That's all that looks like to me.
Yeah, it's coming right off of a lake, dude. You're
That's
right.
Lake effect. Yeah, it's coming right off of it, yeah.
You might, damn it, dude. We're
you ever
deadlocked.
Hear a lake effect?
We're deadlocked. I heard of it. I got to research.
You gotta look
now.
Into some lake effect.
We're deadlocked right now because people are like, I get messages. People are like, nah, Shane's the weather guy. And it's like, dude, it's killing me, dude.
Yeah, look, that just looks like some minor lake.
Oh,
now, the lake, dude, wait till you see what the lake effect does.
I mean, I hope it doesn't get caught in like an Occidental zone when the two fucking.
I hate that.
When the high pressure, low pressure aren't strong enough to like push each other and it just they stagnate. Usually lasts about 5 to 7 days, but it should clear up over the week. We should have some decent weather. But the whole point of the Economist thing was that the best, like, this is like the key information. I'm like, this stuff is bullshit, dude.
Yeah, well, who like, the fuck reads The Economist?
True. Fair point.
Just what cheese dick, especially our age, is reading that?
True.
No one you want to talk to.
There is, but the cool thing is there are, like, dude, there was a thing about, like, how hipsters are hitting the Middle East now. That was actually pretty, that was in.
How hipsters are doing what?
Hipsters are spreading now.
Globally. Oh, you mean being a hipster. I thought you meant hipsters from New York are going to fucking the Middle East.
No,
like,
no,
wait,
no.
What?
No, no. Only if they work for Vice. But the,
true.
The, no, there's a spreading phenomenon right now of people who go and get like educated abroad and come back to like I think it was even like in Sudan and like in Afghanistan. Well, they'll open like fancy coffee shops, and there was dudes who were in like a.
They do love coffee over there.
Well, it's just funny to me that the Taliban's eventually going to encounter hipsters and be like, "What the fuck?" Because there's dudes who are getting like their beards like neatly manicured out there and getting like cool tattoos. And you're not allowed to get.
They're
not
get tattoos.
You're not allowed to get tattoos out there. So, dude, if we pull the troops out, Afghani hipsters are about to get fucked up, dude.
They are going to get
fucked
crushed.
Up.
That's just gonna, they're just going to make an amendment to Sharia law to be like, also, you can't be cool. You can't be fucking cool.
They're pushing, dude. That's
probably in Sharia law.
That's
you can't be
that's
cool.
moving. The thing of hipsterism is moving globally now. just being like, and they were saying there's like a certain, if you give it like an unfinished or like a cool wood look, and that's like the universal sign of like,
yeah,
we care about stuff here.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's pretty funny that thinking of Afghani hipsters makes me laugh. So I mean, thinking of hipsters in the suburbs makes me kind of chuckle. Did you ever see, there's like always lone hipsters out there, but you think about someone taking out to Afghanistan and be like, actually, dude, I kind of like that beginning of the Quran. Like,
all right, dude. Yeah, the early stuff in the Quran was pretty sad. Yeah. And just, yeah.
Quran actually never condemned slavery. Does the Bible condemn slavery? I was reading a thing today.
I think
not in The Economist. It was a different thing.
I think the New Testament probably does, but
I think the New Testament.
Old Testament had some rules on slavery.
Did it?
Yeah. On how to handle business.
How to handle?
Yeah.
Well, dude, I was reading about
how to be gangster.
How to be fucking. Yeah, I was that book I was reading about debt was talking about like how they used to just use basically women as like women were the first form of currency. You would just get chicks, and they were talking about in Africa and how like they were just like it wasn't even there were slaves, but they were more so like this idea of pawns. Like you would have a pawn. So like if somebody killed your brother, you'd be like, dude, you'd have a couple options by first, but you could just be like, all right, dude, you got to give me your sister. We're never going to be even, Steven.
Yeah.
But your sister's going to be my pawn now. So then like your sister would have kids, and then all of her kids become your pawns. So they're not like, you don't like own them really, but like you can, they're people you get to trade in the event of like, if you do something fucked up, if you have a bunch of pawns.
Yeah, if you get a DUI, you can be like, yo, here's my nephew.
Yeah. If you're drunk and you're just like, cut some dude's head off on accident, then you can just be like, yo, my bad. But the problem is if you cut a dude's head off, then the brother could, so with the sister you give him, he can then turn her into a ghost wife where he'll cream pie the sister you give him. And then she'll bear a kid. And you'll just, everyone tells the kid in the village is like, oh yeah, your dad's a ghost and he was the one who cream pied your mom. But, and you kind of have to go avenge his death and find the guy who gave your mom basically and kill her brother. It's pretty sick. But they could get into, they get into village wives, which just might be the funniest fucking thing in the world. So like
you talked about this.
I didn't get into detail about it. They talked about the,
Tell me about the village wife?
I told you about village wives. So they would have like, the elders, so basically when you came up, when you're a young kid in these villages, I think it was like Calabar around that area, right around, I think Nigeria. My geography is getting off the hook. Calabar.
I don't know if I've even heard of Calabar.
It's a port city, it's west coast of Africa. I'm not trying to step on geography.
You can't. You can't.
But they were talking about how instead of money, the whole point of the book is like, how did the concept of money originate? And this one society, what they did, you had to give people cloths or copper bars. So like when you came up, you would just have these cloths that people could use and turn into clothes. But if like, say you needed something from someone who was older, you'd have to, there's these little like rituals, you'd constantly be giving the older people cloths. And that was like, so it was like imagine your communion money.
Yeah.
But you got communion, you had to pay all the old people you knew. So what happens is eventually all the old people have all the shit. If you have stuff, then you can get wives. So like all the dudes were fucking incels basically, because like your dad would have like 9 wives. If you like coveted them, it was like a bet. You weren't allowed to do that. It was fucked up. But what happened is they would have these old dudes. They'd all have like 5 wives, and then dudes would have nothing because the whole society was built around giving your elders like all of your shit basically. So like the dudes would plan seductions. So like if you're a dude, you would walk around and just tell stories about how you're gonna like fuck your uncle's wife.
Nice. That hasn't but left us at all.
Dude, you'd have to tell you.
they'd go around and basically verbalize porn hubs. They'd be like, yo. She's going to get stuck in the mud down by the river.
But then if you got caught seducing, you would have to then pay more cloths, and then like you might have to fork a pawn. Like, dude, it's so fucking funny. But the whole thing culminates in like, they call this a human economy where people are more or less the currency. And then they say like, commercial economies like Europeans came down with like so many fucking cloths, so many copper bars. And they're like, you guys want some of this shit? They're like, all right, you can sell it, but you got to give us like some of your pawns, some of your children, and we'll hold them as collateral, and then you can go sell it. And then they would get people deep into debt and then be like, go get us some fucking slaves. And they'd be like, like otherwise you're fucked, we're gonna take you and your whole family. So that they started kind of doing that all through the thing. And I'm listening to this being like, oh, African people sold slaves, oh my god, I can't believe he's talking about this, oh my god, white people aren't that bad. And then the next chapter is literally how like Ireland was all just a purely slave economy. Because they said the Irish were slaves. That was, women were, it was cattle and women in medieval Ireland that were the forms of currency. You would just, you'd have to get sisters, dude. And you're like, dude, I have so many sisters. Dude, I'm fucking rich. And you would just trade them away and sell them. It was three cattle were worth, I think, a woman or so. No, I think three women are worth one cat. Something crazy, dude. But yeah, that was making me laugh. I was on my high horse like, well, wasn't all white people doing it? And then I was just like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Ireland had fucking...
Yeah, it turns out everybody was bad historically.
Yeah, Ireland had
Watch them. Out.
But the analogy they said, it'd be like, if like aliens came and were just like, yo, we'll give you $1 million, just go grab me someone. It's like, would you deny it? Would you not do it? It's like, aliens with weapons you couldn't even fathom just hit you with like, yo, you want $1 million right now?
Yeah.
Go grab that dude. So people are like, oh, it's like pretty compelling. But yeah, it was, dude, that shit was pumping me up, dude. The idea of ghost wives, the village. Oh, then the whole thing was, so they had these, so these young dudes were just planning seductions, dude. They're just pickup artists, dude. They're out there trying to.
What type of seductions? Did they give you any examples or what did you have in mind?
Well,
or like, what would you do?
I don't know.
Well, how would you seduce your aunt?
I think you'd have to like hoard some cloths, first of all. You'd
tell
have
you
to,
how
like,
you could seduce mine.
How?
Booze.
Oh yeah. Oh well, that was
that was a pretty easy one.
I'm sure you could definitely apply them to something. But the thing, I think you'd have to get like delicacies. You'd have to like go catch like a rare animal and be like, oh, did you have to try that?
Check this out.
But they also
spring the trap.
Yeah, I mean, kidnappings were pretty common. That was like a big thing. Like if you couldn't seduce your aunt, then you could go kidnap like a woman from like a rival village. But so like the young dudes would go to like the head dude and be like on like a compound and be like, yo. We're dying. We need some pussy. And they're like,
yeah.
Go fucking raid a village, you bitch. Go steal someone's daughter. And they'd be like, all right. So they would petition, like, all right, you got it. Go ahead and do this. And then they would go, or they would raid a village and steal somebody. Or, like, if somebody was getting, as a pawn, getting thrown into a marriage they didn't want to do, they could run from their village and claim asylum. And then they're a village wife. That's what I was talking about.
Yes.
So the young dudes, if they, like, pleaded enough, they could all go in and split a wife. So they could build a crash pad, go steal a lady from a village, and then be like, you're the village wife. And they were just all just like 14 dudes just be fucking like boning this chick. And then they would go out during the day and be like, man, I love our wife so much. They would all go try to like hunt her the coolest stuff, and they'd all compete for like eventually.
So it was like The Bachelor.
It literally was The Bachelor, dude.
Yeah.
It was The Bachelorette.
Pardon me.
Yeah, so they would go out and be like, oh, I love you so much. Here's this thing. And dude, it was really funny, man.
That
you
is
think
funny.
About just you and all your boys with a crash pad and one
she's
wife.
The best.
Dude, we love her, dude. Our wife is so
beautiful. That would turn into murder.
Well, hence the need for pawns.
Yeah.
So then you say they were basically saying the one anthropologist was like just telling them
think about like dudes pussy bragging.
Oh, dude.
Like, yo, I fucked our wife so good last night. They're like, all right, man, take it easy.
It was just four dudes in the woods being like, she loves me more than you. And they'd be like, she loves me the most.
Damn.